This next story here on KNKX comes from our show Sound Effect. Here's Sound Effect host Gabriel Spitzer.
We're in Harborview Park, and to be completely honest, the people I'm with look crazy. That is, until you get to know them a little bit, starting with the ringleader of this operation.
My name is Tita.
Tita Begishaw wears a bright purple top and makes sweeping gestures as she talks, raising her arms toward the sky. She seems totally comfortable in her skin. Tita works at the information desk here at Harborview, but she also has another title, Laughter Coach.
Okay, let's do greeting laughter. You go around, handshake, and laugh. Look at each other. Hello, hi, sir.
About a dozen people make the rounds, shaking hands and doubling over. Occasionally, Tita will grab somebody by the hands and twirl them like they're on a dance floor. The Harborview Laughter Club meets twice a month, as it has for almost two decades. The hospital is an intense place, and this is one way doctors, patients, staff, and just regular people can blow off steam. Jamie Sapp is a research coordinator in cardiology here.
So I really enjoy it. The first time I came, I did feel a little awkward. You're just laughing at nothing, but the more you laugh, the easier it gets, and then you start to feel really nice, and walking back into work, I always feel much better.
When you laugh, no stress. It makes you feel good. Laughter is a short distance between two people. Laughter is universal language. Humor is individual. Laughter is universal.
My name's Tom. I'm from SeaTac. I come up here every time from SeaTac to come to this exercise. It's a spiritual experience to laughter. You know, there's a lot of reasons to laugh, but mostly it's just to laugh with the joy of the universe, the joy of being alive with other people in a group like this.
Tom, like a lot of people here, is drawn to the healing power of laughter. It's been shown to lower stress hormones, boost the immune system, and even decrease pain. But people are also drawn to Tita Begishaw.
Tita's a force of nature, there's no doubt about that. Absolutely.
Genoa Caldwell comes here from the retirement community down the street. She says she'll never forget the day that she first met Tita.
We were walking away from the Fry Museum, and as we walked across, hi, Tita! Out of cars. Hey, Tita! Who is this woman? And we met someone on the street, and they ran across the street, started hugging and kissing her, started hugging and kissing me, and I thought, I don't even know them! Isn't this great?
When you get to know Tita a little bit, like Tom from SeaTac has, you learn that her story is much more than a laugh track.
Tita's had some bad times in her life, but she has come out of those bad times with more positive energy, more affirming energy, more accepting energy.
I came to United States in 1988, and then I moved in Seattle in 1994.
Tita was granted political asylum when she arrived. Her native Ethiopia was racked by civil war and political unrest.
So I don't want to go back.
Would it have been dangerous to go back? Or?
Yeah, it was not good. My younger brother was in jail for a long time, political reason, yeah. And I was very sad. It was tough, a lot of tough time in my life. You know, losing my mom and my younger brother in jail, and also my uncle. It was very tough. But passing through that life experience, the difficult time is over, it's gone. Now I'm here to celebrate my life.
The hardships give Tita a unique perspective on the stresses of working in a place like Harborview. And she's convinced by her own experiences that laughter really is medicine.
For me, when I laugh, I am able to support the family in the positive way. As a staff, we have to be high vibration to take care of your patient. When you feel good, you're able to support your patient in the positive way. You don't get stressed. Be here in the now. Look at being outside. Look at the cloud. Look at the wind. Open your arms. Say thank you. Here in the now. Be in the moment.